Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, the pickup in defense spending, and secondly, the preview of today's Fed meeting. So firstly, defense spending is back in the crosshairs. It's set to structurally rise around the world with this new normal of geopolitical tensions and the end of the multi-decade peace dividend. The US just in the last week has passed a $95 billion supplemental defense aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, whilst the UK has committed to take the lead in Europe by boosting spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2030. Europe spends proportionally much less on defense than the rest of the world, but has started a multi-year catch-up. It's now growing spending at 3 times the rate of the US, who dominates global defense spending. This pickup is driving outperformance of Europe's smaller defense stocks, where this extra money goes a disproportionately much longer way versus the larger US defense giants, who are significantly lagging the performance of the S&P 500. Our second topic is today's big Fed meeting. We'll be watching for two things: how much Powell validates current market pricing of only one rate cut this year, and if he talks about a slowing of quantitative tightening. With interest rates near certain to stay at 5.5%, and all the focus, therefore, on the press conference, we'll be looking for, firstly, how much does Jay Powell soften the official dot plot view of 3 rate cuts this year towards the market's current pricing of just 1 cut? Or, God forbid, does he open the door to a potential for more rate hikes to come, something the market would take very badly? Our second focus is how explicit is he about slowing down the pace of quantitative tightening. This slowdown would ease pressure on bond yields and, crucially, be consistent with coming interest rate cuts. We see room for some relief from markets after they've already very aggressively repriced the interest rate cut outlook. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.